Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
And we are back. We had a little technical difficulties with Restream, but we are back. I will retweet this back out so you know that we're actually here. And I'm going to be honest with Matt Hanifin, my co-host. It's probably not going to bring in a lot of people because YouTube literally hates people that do more than one stream a day. They hate it. So probably not going to go out to many people, but I'm going to retweet it anyway. Sorry for the technical difficulties. We are back on the air. But Matt, where did you leave off?
I was just saying, like, we're talking about Keaton Wagler for anyone doesn't know who he is.
He's How do you spell Wagler? Is it W-A-G-L-E-R?
Yes.
Ooh, I'm smart.
Anyway, yeah, 6'6", 185-pound guard, freshman guard from Illinois. He's been really good over these last four games for Illinois.
Yeah,
I'm pulling up the stats right now to see what his averages are over those four games. Those four games, as I mentioned before, Tennessee, Ohio State, Nebraska, and Missouri. The middle two games are conference games. Anyway, over that stretch, he's averaging 20 points, 4.8 rebounds, 6 assists. He's totaled 3 blocks and 3 steals in those four games. He's shooting 50% from the floor, 24-48, 53.3% from three-point range, 16 of 30, and then 88.9%, 16 of 18 from the free throw line. So not a huge sample of free throws in those games, 4.5 attempts, 4 makes, but 7.5 attempts on average over those four games from three-point range, and then 12 field goal attempts per game. And that's like high-level competition. Obviously, Tennessee being the best of those four teams, he had 16 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists on 4 of 11 shooting from deep in that game. And that was December 6th when that happened. I don't remember the injury, but he suffered an injury against UConn. I believe, because he only played 14 minutes that game. But he played Texas Tech early in the season, 11.7 rebounds, struggled a little bit. He played Alabama, where he also struggled a little bit. But it looks like over these last four games, he's been playing better and playing more consistent, playing more efficient. And at least from the Missouri game that I watched, it was definitely an efficient, solid, good game from him.
How much do you think, though, the level of competition is why he didn't look as good when he played Alabama, for example?
I think it certainly plays a part in it. Like, I think it's a decent reason why, just because I think for a lot of freshmen who are going up against that kind of competition for the first time, especially one like he wasn't like a highly recruited player, or at least relative to some of these other like four or five.
He was
guys,
like a three star guy.
Yeah. Three or four star, depending on where you looked.
Yeah.
And he was a fringe, I think, top 150 recruit nationally. So, like, obviously, it's not like he was, you know, an unranked prospect or anything like that. But
right. He had talent.
Yeah. I think it got to him a little bit. But I think, you know, he's adjusted for the better, at least over these last four games. At least that's what it's shown statistically. Obviously, there's so much more nuance that goes into that. But just from what I saw in the Missouri game, like his level of feel, his shot making, like, again, he's, you know, 185, like, he's pretty skinny for someone of his size, but he's like a wiry, strong athlete. And right. I think long term, I think he'll be able to create more separation, just because I think he's going to add more to his weight. Obviously, again, not super good burst, not like a freak athlete or anything like that, but just like a really, I thought, just like a creative, crafty, solid ball handler. Solid player. And he certainly like, I'm not going to put him in the class of like the top point guards or combo guards, whatever you look him as, is like, he's not in that top tier, not in that top class, but he's certainly rising up the ranks as like a potential top 20 guy. I think it's not, I don't think that's crazy to say.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's definitely flying onto people's radar. Hey, the chat's been fixed. It's coming through. Way to go, Restream. Yeah, no, Dirty Dancer says Illinois has to be one of the top developmental schools there are out there. All right.
Yeah, yeah, Brad Underwood's like found these dudes, like when we talked about last year was Jakachonis.
Yeah, my guy, Kasparis Jakachonis. No doubt. Dude, Restream is having an absolute meltdown over the chat. It just keeps going in and out, in and out. It doesn't know what it wants to do. But anyway, I found something really interesting while we were talking, Matt Hanifin, and it has nothing to do with your guy. But I'm very interested to dig into his tape. I kind of want to see what his point of attack defense is like, what his on-ball creation is like, how that low release is going to work against higher levels of competition.
Yeah. I think he'll struggle in the mid-range, as I mentioned before.
Yeah, for sure. But I found this chart very interesting on CBB Analytics. And so what I want from you, the audience, to do, am I missing out on any good analytics, right? So is there any good websites? Matt uses Cleaning the Glass and CBB Analytics. I'm using CBB Analytics. Closer to the draft, data all, I don't, they're guys from Twitter who are a lot like John Jablanka, and they love analytics, and they put together a full stat pack for everybody in the draft. So I use that as well. But if there's any good analytics out there, you know, hit me up on Twitter at Digital Adele, or you can, you know, message Matt Hanifin. You may have to do some math at MPH_824_. And you'll come out with the Pythagorean theorem, but you'll be able to tell him if there's any other good analytics stuff out there that we are missing. But I've used CBB Analytics, and so I wanted to show you this chart. And I'm interested for you. What is the thing that prominently stands out to you on this chart? The first thing that stands out to you. And it could be either of the top two charts because they're basically about the same thing. So I'm going to put them up here on the screen. I'm going to share. And, you know, if you need to pop it out, you can maximize it if you need to, Matt.
I'm going to need a bigger.
Okay. Can I just make that full screen? There we go.
I can kind of see it, but I still can't see it very well.
Okay. Well, I'll just tell you. So see my mouse here?
Yeah.
You see who this player is?
Yes.
That's Jaxel Lindenborg. What this chart is telling us is relative to usage, what their true shooting percentage is. He only has like a 20% usage rate, but he's got a 74% true shooting percentage. He's having an unbelievably efficient season. Unbelievably efficient season. Does that surprise you?
I mean, whenever someone's in the 70s for true shooting percentage, yes.
On 19.8% usage.
Yeah. I mean I don't expect that to sustain itself.
Yeah.
Over, you know, a 30, 35 plus game, however many games they actually play. Like,
right.
I don't expect him to sustain that, but he's shooting 80% on twos, 80.4%.
Unbelievable.
Albeit on just four attempts per game, but 80% is nuts.
It is. It's unbelievable. And whenever you really look at this, like the people that are close to his area, they're all centers.
Well, yeah, that's, yeah.
He shoots threes, you know? I mean, he's driving off the dribble. These are mostly centers that are in this realm.
Yeah, because they're shooting a lot of their baskets around the rim.
Exactly. That just shows, like, I mean, like, for a guy who plays like a big wing on the perimeter, to be that efficient, it's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy.
If memory serves, I think he's also shooting a lot of his two-pointers around the rim.
Yeah, I mean, he gets to the basket for sure.
Yeah.
It's really funny to see Milo Zuzan way down here. But anyway, I don't want to pile on Milo.
Oh, he just took a ricochet shot.
He definitely did. He caught a stray, man. He caught a stray. Dude, they're so good. Kingston Flemings is unbelievably good. You know, I love Darius Acuff, and I still have Acuff the number one. He's still the number one to me, point guard in the class.
Yeah.
Dirty Dancer says, he better be. He's like 25.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he's got to be.
I mean.
NIL, baby.
Listen, Yaxel started playing basketball late in life. According to him, I heard this on the broadcast. Apparently, he just played video games, ate food, was really fat. And basically, people were like, you got to do something with your life. They're like, try playing basketball. And like he did, he was very good at it. So that's what he's been doing. So apparently, even though he's old, he hasn't been playing basketball very long. So
I recently explained
some things.
I recently read, I think it came out, it was either today or yesterday. Gosh, I think it was Nick Friedel, maybe, from The Athletic. I sorry if I messed up the attribution for that. Anyway, I read a feature on Will Richard.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, apparently he was like 230 going into high school or something. Like, oh, he was like a big dude going into high school.
He was the Udonis.
Like, yeah, yeah. And so, like, he worked, like, throughout high school and, like, heading into college about, like, cutting weight and trying to.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Trying to get better about that. And it was really cool because, like, Will Richards, like, been one of the better, you know, second round rookies to come out of this most recent class. Been one of the more.
Oh, for sure.
Been one of the better glue guys. And I don't know. I just thought that was interesting because it's like, I don't know. Everyone has their own different story. And
yeah, I would have never have guessed that. He's in phenomenal shape.
He was a big dude. Like I was either going into his freshman year or sophomore year. Anyway, I don't remember listing how tall he was at the
time. That's an interesting tidbit of information. Yeah. I never would have guessed that for sure.
That was my reaction. I was like, wow.
Yeah, like that's interesting.
Like, good for him, obviously.
Yeah, he turned his career around. You know, speaking of players like that, and it's not the same. It's not like Jameer Watkins was out of shape, but Jameer Watkins went from being a guy who was trying to prove he was an elite scorer to get to the NBA. Do you remember that combine? He looked so out of place the year prior to him getting drafted. And then he came back, and he knew exactly what he was going to be in the NBA. He became a lockdown defender. He became a hustle guy. He worked on his three-point shot, and he just worked on being a role player. And Jameer Watkins is one of the better finds in the second round of that draft, the 2024 draft. I really like what he did and what his game has become.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just one of those things you never know. And not just you never know, you have to, at some point, if you're not one of the top guys, figure out what your role is going to be at the next level and work to maximize your strengths to fit that role. Because that's what gets you playing time. That's what gets you out of the G League or touring Europe, as I like to call it. You know, playing over there. You got to find a role in this draft, the 2026 draft. It's going to be a circus of who's going to actually go and who's going to stay and keep getting the NIL money, because this draft is potentially so deep. It's just, you know, it's going to be agents in their ears, and you're going to be like, hey, well, just stay and take the NIL money, NIL money. Who's all going to actually come out in this draft? Do you think they're all going to come out, or do you think it's going to be a little bit light?
I mean, I think we're at the point in college basketball and in college athletics where it's, I think there's going to be a lot of players who, again, go back just because of the NIL money and
right.
The transfer portal and all that stuff. Like, it's just, that's just the nature of college athletics now. And we just have to get used to that being the case for, in really just in general, but like, especially for the draft process. Like, this isn't the NFL where you guys, they have to play 3 years in college and then they can go to the NFL, right. Or 4 years. And like, so it's obviously a smaller window. Like, you see dudes go to five schools in 5 years.
That's true. Very true.
Or three schools in 4 years, or four schools in four. Like, there's just so much roster.
Shout out Jalen Tyson. Roster.
Yeah, like there's so much roster turnover from year to year to where it's just like, okay, if I don't have it, if I'm not being a projected, you know, second round pick or whatever, or like a mid second or whatever, like where I, you know, I'm kind of backed into a either taking a two-way contract, a second round exception, or whatever the case is, like I'm just going back for more NIL money, especially if they're a highly touted player,
right?
At a smaller school and have the opportunity of transferring, or maybe not even at a smaller school, really like any school, and like one of the top transfers in the country, and a team in, whether it's like the Big Ten, Big 12, SEC, whatever the case is, they throw the bag at him. Like, this is just the nature of college athletics. We kind of just have to accept
it. Matt, would you take the bag?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Not without like, question.
Yeah.
All right. So
there's pros and cons to all of it. Sure. But like, probably, yeah.
Yeah. I would take the money too. Whoever's giving me the most money. Like, why would I go in the second round if I could just stay in college and better my draft position for the next year and make more money?
Obviously, we don't know what all these dudes are making because that's really not public information. And I mean, some of them may tell you. But like, some of these dudes are making still upwards of seven figures.
Yeah.
And so it's like,
yeah,
a two-way contract's 550K, or it's around 550-600K. I don't remember the exact number.
Right.
I don't know. A lot of these players are going to be signing two-way contracts in the second round. Not all of them, but I would say a fair amount of them. If I can double that.
Yeah, why not?
While potentially improving my stock, depending on how good the next class is. I don't know.
I got two questions for you before we get out of here. Two players. What do you think of Keyshawn Hall this season? He's been racking up double-doubles, gets to the free throw line like 12 times per game. Like, he gets to the free throw line a lot. He's versatile, scores inside, outside. He's been a little bit better defensively. His rebounding has been worse, in my opinion. What have you thought about Keyshawn Hall this season?
From the time that I've watched him, I think he's been fine,
mm-hmm.
but not as good as I expected it to be, in the sense that like I expected him to be, I don't think the rebounding has been like that bad, but I, especially playing alongside Tahad,
right.
I expected his life to be a little bit easier than it's been.
Yeah, for sure. I agree with that.
He's been more efficient. Sure. Shooting 47% from the floor, 40 from deep. But I don't know if he's like, maybe I'm wrong on this. I don't know if he's like improved his stock a ton.
That's kind of where I'm at. Like he's been very consistent with his numbers, but my thing with Keyshawn Hall that I would like to see, I would really like to see him when he plays really good defenses to slow down. Because when he plays really, really good defenses, he tries to go quicker.
Yeah.
And he tries to go harder. And then he ends up turning the ball over, getting his shot blocked, or missing it. Because
Chaotic.
He's very, it's very chaotic against higher tier defenses. And for him, because he's so skilled and he's 6'7", if he would just slow down a bit, get somebody on his hip, you know, you put that body into him a little bit, and then he can assess what's going on. But he's trying to go too quick. And I wish he would play off 2 feet a little bit more. If he did just that, I think against those higher echelon defenses, he would be infinitely more effective. And I, you know how much I like Keyshawn Hall. I think he's got a lot going for him. But I think in this stacked draft class, if he came out, he's going to be bottom of the first, maybe top of the second round type of guy, because there's so much talent up and down the roster. And what really separates these guys is, what do you do against the best competition in the world? And I think he ends up having trouble against those types of defenses because he's going too quick. And he just tries to go faster and faster. And like you said, chaotic is a perfect way to describe it. But that's really all I have for him. Last one is Haney Steinbeck. What are your thoughts on him in the first round?
I haven't watched a ton of Steinbeck yet, if I'm being completely honest, but he's been an animal on the glass.
Yeah, he's been really good on the glass.
Most of the year.
Yep.
I'm very interested to see if he leans into his shot a little bit more. Obviously, he's shooting well, but it's on very low volume. He's only made threes, I think, like a handful of his games.
Yeah.
I know he dealt with an injury that he missed almost a month. Like, he missed like 3 weeks or something like that.
Right.
Earlier in the season. So he's only played like 9 or 10 games up to this point. But from what I have seen, like, I watched a little bit of that USC game and then the Washington State game earlier. I thought he was solid. He's been an animal on the glass. I think he's probably someone who is a top 20 guy right now.
Yeah, definitely. I got two stats for you. Per 40 minutes.
Very efficient.
Per 40 minutes, he's second in the entire NCAA in offensive rebounds per 40 minutes. And he's eighth in defensive rebounds. I mean, he's a monster on the glass. So that's really all we have for today. Happy holidays to everybody out there. We'll take you out with some holiday Christmas music by AI. That's all I got. So anyway, we'll take you.
Is it possible for AI to copyright us? Is that a thing?
I mean, they may come to my house. They may not just copyright us. There's going to be a robot that shows up to my house.
The Christmas gift.
Christmas gift. Or a clubbing or a beating or a drubbing, you know, whatever. But yeah, for us, you know, Matt, tell the people where they can find you, follow you, get more of your work.
At NPH_824_ on Twitter. You could find me at HotOnHoops.com, VendettaSportsMedia.com, MountainWestConnection.com, as well as Orlando Magic on SI.
And you can find me, Digital Adele, on anywhere social media is found, on Instagram, Digital_Adele. And please don't forget to like and subscribe to the channel. It really helps us grow. Give us a 5-star review on Apple, Spotify, or any of the other podcast sites, regardless of the tech issues we had today. Anyway, happy holidays, everybody. Have a Merry Christmas.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.